Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like sands through an hourglass.
Yeah.
So go the days of our lives.
You're having a stroke.
Help me. Call an ambulance. All things come to an end.
Yeah, they do.
That became very apparent in our business locally yesterday.
Very abruptly.
Well, yes, that's just it. Yeah. I mean, there was going to be a time where this happened, but at least industry-wise, nobody thought it was going to happen like this.
Yeah.
Expecting more of a send-off, right?
Yeah, you got it. And what's interesting about this, one, I mean, there's a man in this room that exists here in this town, for better or for worse, only because of this person.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, the cruelty of this business is connected to how you experience it. And I think that's the takeaway from everything that went down yesterday and really over the last four decades.
All right.
What? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, the radio career of Brother Weeze came to an end.
An abrupt end.
Quite abrupt.
Yes.
Now, I want to get back to this, but there is something we have to do.
What's that?
And it's going to make a lot of people listening to this show feel very old.
Mm.
If you are not familiar with Brother Weeze, and I say this not disrespectfully, but because there are people under the age of 30, maybe moved here later, that don't know these things.
Yeah.
He's been a Rochester radio staple for over four decades. He started on CMF in 84?
1884. They just built the Brooklyn Bridge. I remember George Eastman was actually in there. Like, hey, Alan, baby, come on, take that shirt off. Let's see some of them tattoos, baby. Oh, yeah.
So I think he took over mornings 85, and he was hosting the morning show here on CMF until 2007. And the reason we have to say this, it's been 17 years since he's been on the air here.
Yeah.
And someone who was 10 years old then would be 27 now.
Yeah, so they have no clue.
Well, okay, that sounded harsh.
Well, no, but
they got no clue. Who are you? Who is he even really? Also, for those who may not know, our very own Tommy Mulay got his start in radio.
Yep.
Working with Weeze in 93?
93, yeah.
Okay. So you spent 15 years working with Brother Weeze.
14, 15, yeah, something like that.
All right. So yesterday, out of nowhere, Brother Weeze goes on his show, and he says, I am retiring.
Yes.
Today.
Yes. Like, yeah, that was it.
Okay. I am curious, because you are the one connected the closest to this, spending 15 years with the guy. You are here because of that show.
Where you got your start.
You got it. What was your knee-jerk reaction when you found out what happened?
I was shocked that that's the way he was going out.
Why?
That there was not going to be any type of, like, tribute, like, long farewell. Maybe, you know, he does an appearance out somewhere with the show, and people could say goodbye. It was just, like, bullet to the head, you're done.
Oh,
to me. That's what it looked like. That's the way it looked to me. Like, I thought, and I think, you know, you and I talked off the air, that they would announce that he would be done in a year. And then they would kind of tribute him through the year.
Yeah, sure.
And that would be like his final year on radio, which I think I'm sure he wanted. Like for him to just go, F you, I'm done, and just he went out fighting with management, I just thought was kind of shocking. But they even let that happen.
Well, yeah, and to your point, like based on how we've seen other people retire and exit the industry after being in it for a long time, you know, they did get that kind of tribute to some extent.
Well, Kano got it.
Well,
so Kano was here, but longer than Weeze on the air.
It was a long send-off for a lot of people.
Dave got many tributes and, you know, his 40-year, he got a 40th, you know, anniversary party, and then he announced his 40th. He was retired.
Sure, yeah.
So he got all that, which I thought Weeze would at least gotten that.
Okay. So let's talk about this, because we don't really talk about the industry much on this show, right? But I do feel, after reading all of the comments of everyone yesterday on every news station and us getting personal messages asking things, we don't know anything other than what you guys know, right? Like, whatever happened on the air yesterday, for some reason, they don't like us over there.
Yeah.
There is a cruelty to this business.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, after 40 years on the air, Wheeze is gone, and it's just that, right? But at the same time, and if I am talking out of turn, I want you to let me know, all right? The reason he's not on CMF anymore was a choice that he made.
Right. It became down to a contract dispute.
And there are still very hurt feelings amongst people to this day over how all of that played out.
And that ended ugly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there are three guys that have walked away from their gigs recently in Rochester, right? Wheeze yesterday, Gary Craig, a longtime writer in the DNC. If you read the DNC, you read him every day for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
And Don Aylhart on 13 Wham. Those three guys span two to three generations of Rochester media. They are now also getting to enjoy their retirement, right? Oh, I almost forgot. Catalana, too. Throw Catalana in there.
Yeah.
He's been AI for 3 years. Did you know that? But the point I'm making is, right, like, you brought up Kano. Don Aylhart got his long goodbye. Gary Craig got his long goodbye, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we compete against Wheeze for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Everyone feels
it's
how
it's kind of like a countdown till the end.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did he deserve the long goodbye?
I mean, I think so, yeah. I mean, and I'm sure he would have wanted it. And that was kind of the tone when I heard the audio from his show. It was like, you know, I won this award, I won that award. You know, this happened, that happened. And this is how you're just basically gave him the bum's rush out the door. They were talking at one point that if he didn't get off the air, Trump was sending in the National Guard.
Oh, what did that sound like when they made the announcement?
I want them all. I don't want to hear anymore about the Wheeze. Sick of the Wheeze. I don't want them in Florida.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this in the most, because I don't want to sound like I don't like the guy.
Yeah.
Because I'll be frank, if I'm from my perspective, I don't even really know him. I was up on the show with you guys as a comic like two or three times back in the day, but he was doing his thing.
Right.
Every interaction I've had with him since I've had this show, which is like three or four, we didn't speak to each other.
No.
And that wasn't my choice. And that's fine. Whatever. I get it. It's hard to see someone else in the chair that you think is yours.
Right.
That being said, I mean, isn't there credence to how you treat people along the way leads to how your career ends?
Really shows
I mean,
in the end. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a toxic environment, and there's a lot of hands went into that. You know what I mean? Like, he's to blame. Management's to blame. The people around him were to blame, you know? But in the end, it's his name on the show. And if you want to be the man, then, you know, if this is what you wanted, you could have gotten it.
I mean, if there's one thing I think we can take away from what happened yesterday, and I don't know if this is just an our industry thing or other people realize this, you know, as they saw it all play out with Wheeze abruptly retiring yesterday. It is hard to stay relevant doing a stupid job like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
It all burns out.
Yes. Like, when you have a mic or you're in front of a camera, there is a cruel tightrope you have to walk.
Yeah.
And again, if I'm talking on a turn, I want you to stop me. Let me know.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, in this job, you want to be successful.
Yeah.
Right? But when that success shows up, it starts to pull you away from the people that you're talking to.
Sure.
From the people you connect to. Because if you do your job,
in a different reality almost.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me put it this way. Back in the day, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If you did your job really well here, you got paid a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, you're eating at restaurants you can't afford, and you're going on vacations your listeners can't fathom, and you're rubbing elbows with people who want to tell you how great you are just to use you.
Yeah.
And that begins to make you disconnect.
Well, luckily, we don't have that problem anymore.
Not anymore, we don't, no.
No, but you're right, yeah. That was the lifestyle, and it didn't match up with the audience.
But, like, you know, I you're my good friend.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be out of touch.
That shirt says in touch, Kimmy. That is an in touch shirt. But, like, with all that being said, I think, Kimmy, serious credit to Tommy Mulé.
Yeah.
Because, like, we bust.
He doesn't dress that way, though.
You're right. He dresses like that guy. But, look,
he dresses like he wants to be that guy.
We bust a lot of balls here. But, like, look, there are a lot of people that you worked with throughout the years that you watch let that happen to them. And it never happened to you.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because you're the spoiledest, richest kid, most arrogant prick of them all, yet somehow you're the one that stayed connected.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Are you uncomfortable right now?
I'm always uncomfortable.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, I got the piles.
Well, look.
No,
I,
but you are right. I mean, you start to grow into that lifestyle, and you think, yeah, well, everybody does this. This is the way everybody lives, and they don't. You know, and, you know, you own three houses and boats, and you don't even live in the state half the year. It erodes the show. And people are just, yeah, I don't want to hear what's happening in Florida when there's 4 feet of snow out here.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. I see you guys on hold, but I am genuinely curious. As we talk about Wheeze abruptly retiring yesterday, 40 years on the air, 20-something of them here on WCMF, right? All right, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to answer.
No, I'm going to answer.
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, I don't want to put you in a bad.
Jesus, Pat.
You can plead the fifth.
I don't want to put you in a bad spot.
You're not.
Okay. Like, when it comes to that relationship and how everything played out.
Between me and Wheeze?
Yes. I am sensing that there is a fighting of emotions inside you right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. There would have to be.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, he hired me.
Yes.
And we had a good run, and then it changed. And then I think when he went across the street, and he was very pissed off that he was telling people we were just doing his show, and that people had to choose sides.
Okay.
Like, people that we knew. Like, he would tell them that. And some people said, yeah, and some people said, F you. And that just caused a rip. And it's kind of always been there ever since. And I've had lunches with him and stuff. But still, you know, things were said, and you heard it. And can't take that away.
So it's been uncomfortable.
It's gotten less. It's gotten more comfortable over the years.
Okay.
But I don't really have a relationship with the guy.
Okay. Because, I mean, it is funny. Like, you know, I love how people write me and Kimmy like we're your secretary.
Right.
Like, I'm getting, how does Tommy feel? I don't know. I don't live with the guy. You can turn on our show tomorrow and listen to it. I don't know.
But I don't walk in here ever thinking about it.
Had happened in the past.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not top of mind.
You know, I mean, I'm having the best ride in radio now. And I didn't think that would happen. I thought when he left, it was just going to be a bumpy ride to the bottom.
Gotcha.
And it's just been a bumpy ride to close to the bottom.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man who we know has been listening for years.
Oh, who's that?
Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Let the bashing begin from the dark side of the moon.
In all fairness, they're writing you and Kimmy because Tommy forgot his password to get in his email.
It's true. Tommy would never see it.
I have a lot of mixed emotions, to be honest with you, because I've been listening to CMF in the morning since 88, I believe. You know, I have made fun of Wheeze over the years after the divorce of 2007, 2008. But he is Rochester Radio. There's no doubt about it. And he made Rochester Radio what it is. And he's been influential. And the way that they forced him out, whatever you want to call it, his send-off yesterday, you know, whoever said on the show a few minutes ago, bullet to the back of the head, that pretty much sums it up. As far as I'm concerned, iHeart's a terrible company, and I hope that station just burns to the ground and everyone goes with it.
All right, hold on. Let me stop you there, all right? I don't want to see anyone.
The rain cloud, everybody.
I don't want to see anyone die in a fire. Look, I mean, Jeremy, it's easy to sit here. Like any other, back in the day, we would have sat here and been like, that's what happened. Yeah. I mean, that's the industry now, right? Like, you get results or it's over.
Right.
It's just how it is.
And some of the blame has to go on him.
I agree with you.
You can't stay. I know the guy's in his prime of life at 80 years old.
They're a corporation who is beholden to their shareholders, right? And if they're not making money, however that is, I understand the need to change. What I don't understand is you don't give a guy a proper send-off?
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
Okay, but like, and again, to be fair here, and you know how much I hate standing up for corporations if you listen to the show. We don't know what happened behind the scenes.
Right.
We don't know if they went to him with a thing and said, you know, this is what we can do for you. And he said no. And
I don't want to retire. I want to stay.
Exactly. And it goes back to, Jeremy, what we said before. You know this, man. Like, it is borderline impossible to stay relevant in this business. And the guy did for 40 years. Like, credit to the guy for doing it. It's just everyone in this business is now aware that tomorrow someone could come down and say, you're done.
Yeah.
And that's it. And there are some people that are better at accepting that than others, I guess.
I agree with what you're saying, but you and I are having two different conversations.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
They could have had a show. They could have had something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the praise. Again, it's a different company. Look at the praise that was leveled on Don Elhart. I'm not saying that they're equal, right? But you can't tell me that a person who's been in a market for 40 years doesn't deserve something.
Okay, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's it.
Okay.
It's asinine.
But the good news, at least the way that the media works now, yeah, right? Like, if this would have happened 30 years ago, you would have never heard Weeze talk ever again.
Yeah, there'd be no microphone to speak into.
It's over. Yeah, I mean, now, if Weeze wants to do...
Do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can start a podcast. He can go on someone else's podcast. I mean, people will listen if they want to. They can go find him. I mean, the good news, the voice goes on. Exactly. He has the ability, if he wants to do that, to go continue to do that.
Yeah.
So you probably... Maybe you're not contractually... able to answer this question. I'll ask you flat out, Pat, when is your contract over?
Not too long from now, so I should be starting negotiations across the street very soon. Yeah.
But I mean, in all seriousness, right, that worries me all the time, because it's no secret that I love this show, and at some point, I don't know, this all blows as far as I'm concerned, right?
All right, let me go back to, and I think this actually ties in everything. And again, Tommy, if I am speaking out of turn, I want you to tell me, all right? Because I value your friendship on this day that you have mixed emotions.
Never before. I've said many, depended on one, Jeremy.
All right, if we're talking inside baseball now, all three of us have had the opportunity to go somewhere else if we wanted to, like while we were working here. Mm-hmm. Like that has been a thing. And I can only speak for myself, but I enjoy working with these two people so much. It's never even crossed my mind.
I had an opportunity twice to go across the street and work for him, and I declined it.
Stayed here.
And because I didn't want to go over there, and I didn't want to work over there.
And I think that goes back.
And I said, you got to get Pat. I said, you have to hire Pat.
Is that what you said?
I said, you got to get this kid.
Is that what you said?
Kid is sharp.
Yeah.
That's the story I heard.
I know this skinny boy that does sports over there, too. Get him. Doesn't wash his hair, but what a kid.
But when we go back to talking about when the feeling started to get tenuous, if that's even a way to put that, it comes down to your crew.
Yeah.
And treating
and the chemistry.
Taking care of the people that take care of you. Right? I mean, that's what it all comes down to. So, Jeremy, to answer your question in a roundabout way, you got nothing to worry about.
Copy that. And also, you didn't want to go across the street because you don't want to be hiding under desks all the time when certain people come into the studio. I mean, who wants to live their life like that?
Well, no, but I mean, Tools and I have finally buried the hatchet when it comes to that stuff.
Well, that's great. Listen, I love you, and I look forward to many years of hearing you.
Oh, many years.
You're all dicks. See ya.
All right, hold on. I just got an email. You're fired! No, all right, Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. I don't mean, I can tell... No. When your hands go on the end of the chair...
He's like gripping for dear life.
It's like you're going through turbulence on an airplane.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate you being so candid, because I know this is a difficult thing.
Yeah. So many emotions, man.
No, I mean, look, you're making a joke. I get it. I understand it. It's tough.
Yeah.
All right, can I ask you one last question before we move on?
Ask away,
Pat. All right. So as we talk about Brother Weeze's abrupt retirement yesterday, off mic, when we talk about this industry, you and I have always said, there are two types of people in this business.
Yes.
There are people who get into this business because they want to be famous.
Yeah.
And there are people who get into this business because they want to entertain people.
Yeah.
You worked with Weeze for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was he?
He wanted to be famous. He wanted you to know he was Brother Weeze, and he wanted you to know all his accolades. Not that he's saying he doesn't know how to entertain, but I think Weeze has to be Weeze. He has to be around people that know he's Weeze. And that's the way he lives his life. He's trapped inside that character. And that's what feeds him. Like, he always thought, like, if the people weren't hearing his voice, they were turning off the radio. And he went across the street saying, I'm the show. And these people are not the show. I'm the show. And that's the way he ended here.
But, I mean, again, we don't know if it's over. Yeah. Right? I mean, someone.
Like you said, I'm sure he's going to do a podcast.
And I mean, another station in town could reach out to him, and all of a sudden he's doing a show there. So,
yeah, you know. Sure.
And again, like, this is going to happen to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, with the exception of very few people, and even the people, some of them you think retired, didn't actually retire.
Yeah.
But, like, almost nobody in this business gets to choose how it ends.
Yeah. Right. You're lucky to have a good run.
Yes.
And there's no shame in that. You should be proud of it.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This could be the best deal you've ever gotten on a car.
I love a good deal.
At the very least. It could be a fun time where you stumble across a vehicle you fall in love with.
Yeah.
But it's a weird situation because you are buying someone else's car without that person wanting to sell it.
How does that work?
You're taking it.
You got it. And in the worst case scenarios, some of those cars may have been involved in situations you wouldn't ever want to know about.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This past week, the Irondequoit Police Department.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for you to do your stupid thing I hate.
The boys of the Quate?
They needed to make some room around the police station. So, they auctioned off some cars.
Bro, you will score huge at these auctions. It's like pennies on the dollar, bro.
On Wednesday.
Are you doing an ad for them right now?
Yeah, sorry, you sound like you're doing a Ponzi scheme.
I knew guys that did this back in the day in Florida with the, you know, with all the drugs that went through, all the stuff they seized. Guys got like yachts and like sports cars for like cheap.
Well, no, they do call Irondequoit the Vero Beach of Monroe County.
It's right on the water there, bro. And we know it washes up on the shores.
Plastic bags?
Yeah, full of stuff.
Okay.
Mostly garbage.
On Wednesday, they had their impound vehicle auction. And 16 cars were up to sale.
It's
if you've never been, it's very straightforward. You need to have cash on hand to buy the car right there. You need to either drive it or tow it out by the time the auction's over. And you have half an hour to go walk around the entire lot and look at the vehicles before you bid. That's it. And then, boom, let's go.
Yeah.
And they had some nice rides up for auction.
I bet so.
They had a Mercedes E320.
Goddamn.
A couple Volkswagen Jettas look really nice. A couple of Dodge Rams and a Harley.
Damn. A sickle.
That's right. And if you were in the market for a ride, it seems like a no-brainer, Tommy. Go see if you could score yourself a deal.
Yeah.
There is one small problem.
What is that?
Where'd these cars come from?
Well, crime.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't bug you a little bit not having any details?
What do you think?
I think the mystery of it.
What do you think happened?
It's a little sketchy.
That's just it. What do you think happened is what happened. You don't know what happened. Your mind is
could have been something kind of minor or not a.
You think of something gruesome?
Well, who knows? You'll never know unless there's a big ass stain in the backseat.
Well, at least they cleaned it up.
Maybe. Like, I mean, the police department didn't purchase these cars from people who own them.
No.
They have them because some kind of crime
is connected. Yeah.
And it doesn't say on the website, at least, what crime was committed to where the police now own these vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess how much history are you getting on the vehicle?
252 WCMF. To people that have been to these police auctions, do they tell you why they repossessed the car? Because that would matter to me if I'm bidding on it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't to you?
No, man. People are looking for deals. I mean, you know, by the way, whoever buys it doesn't change what the history of the car. Who cares?
No, I understand.
I mean, that's done.
I care about the history of the car.
Why?
You
can't save whatever happened. You can't fix that.
But I can drive it.
Damn straight. No. And think of the money. The money. You beat the taxes, everything.
No, you don't beat taxes. You still pay taxes.
Yeah, but low tax.
Okay.
Because it's not as much of a car.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
would you be willing to go to a police auction knowing nothing about these cars and take one home?
I think it would bug me too much. I think like the mystery crime, like if you get no details, it's going to bug me. My mind's going to wander. If anything, like little weird thing I notice about it happens, I'm going to question why that's there.
All right, let's say that Mercedes sounds sweet.
E320.
God damn.
Damn.
So let's say that was connected to, let's say in the crazy world. It's connected to drugs.
Okay.
So he was dealing drugs. They got popped. They got arrested. A big, big drug dealer. And he's in jail. And that's his car.
Okay.
Is it a really, really unique car, though?
It's an expensive car. It's a Mercedes. Yeah. Well, and it has letters.
Kimmy is asking that question for a specific reason. Why, Kimmy?
Somebody going to recognize that car and think that person still drives it?
You think they're going to whack you?
I don't know.
This ain't the movies.
I don't know, but if there's one person out there that didn't get the memo, I don't want to be the one in that car when they find out.
There have been stories of people that buy homes that were previously owned by people that were being looked for, and they are the ones that end up catching the brunt of
that. I told you,
my
friend who bought a house, she got served papers for the last owner because apparently nobody, even that person's family, even knew that they had moved.
Do you want to take your old man wave back, just from here back?
No. I'm driving that drug dealer's car.
Okay, drugs I think wouldn't bother me.
Right.
What would bother me is a violent crime, an assault or a murder that happened inside that vehicle. If there was a body in the trunk of that vehicle at some point, that would really bother me.
Well, let's say they just found somebody murdered in the car.
Yeah, no, I don't want that car. Did you just say?
Just that.
Just.
No, and not even shot. Like they, you know, popped up from the back seat.
That's even more horrific. You doing good, fellas?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's say they choked this guy out in the car.
Okay.
Oh my God. And I'm real specific right now.
Hold on, no blood. You know, I know you do discharge a little bit when you get choked out.
You're saying like the less messy of a death, the easier it would be to accept.
Yeah. I'd take that car.
No, I couldn't drive that.
And by the way, there was blood in the car and they took it to like Z-Bart and they cleaned it out nice, sucked all the brains out of the carpet.
Much like they did to your head. No, I couldn't. It would freak me out, man. It would freak me out. I could not drive that car.
Call me Freaky Diggy, baby, because I'm driving that Mercedes. I got a Mercedes for like cheap.
252 WCMF. That's the other question. Like, how cheap do these things go? We're talking about this.
Well, your business. By the way, if there's nobody bidding, you're going to walk out of there with a low bid.
Understood, but
you lowball these bastards.
This is why you're such a sucker. No one's going to come to the car auction. Actually, we didn't know about it till after it was over. But the point I'm getting at is, out in Irondequoit, the police department had a seized vehicle auction on Wednesday. 16 cars up for sale. Some nice ones. Mercedes, Volkswagen Jetta, a couple of Dodge Rams. They had a Harley. But Kimmy brings up a great point. We don't know anything that goes. We don't know what happened to these cars, why the police have them. So Kimmy brings up, one, could the car be recognized by folks who didn't like the previous owner?
So you're thinking they're going to come after you.
My other question is, where is the person who had this car in the past? Because, again, you are not buying this from the owner. They did not give up this car willingly.
Right.
And it's not like the town of Irondequoit or even the greater Rochester area is a massive place. It is not out of the question that you eventually come across the person whose car this was out in public. Does that become an issue?
Yeah, I mean, I would think I'm staying away from any, like, super unique vehicle. Like, if it's just a red truck that, you know, there's a thousand of them out on the road, maybe you're a little bit more likely to not be worried about that kind of thing. But to your point earlier, if it's some like really high-end sports car that only a few people around here would be driving, I'm gonna leave that deal right there.
But like, so there's guys that live for this stuff,
sure,
and they go to auctions, they go to pawn shops, and they score really high-end stuff cheap, and they doesn't bother them if it's on somebody else's wrist or if somebody's ass was sitting in the car. That was a bad guy. They're just looking for great deals. And I have never heard yet where somebody got an auction car and they mistaken identity and something happened.
Look, I'm not judging people for doing this.
I mean, the odds are low.
So you don't know. Who's done that study?
I just did it in my head.
Nothing done in your head is right. Look, I'm not judging people. If you want to save money, fine. I'm telling
you. You think there's a risk?
Yes, I do.
I say the risk is so minuscule. The odds that with that all lines up. Low.
The risk isn't even the thing that bothers you the most. Again, it would be driving around knowing that either someone's life ended or something in this car. That would freak me out. Mm. It would really freak. I couldn't do
it. There's a lost soul attached to that car.
Okay, so Tracy writes us.
Tracy.
She's on your side, idiot.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Duffy.
No, I meant it in a good way. Tracy.
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. She says, when you get the paperwork, you'll see the previous owner. Then you can look up what they did. Worst case scenario, just resell it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can flip it.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pat. Hey, Pat. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? You know, a lot of these cars, if they were seized in, like, drug deals and stuff like that, police just seized property. It might not have even been involved in these crimes.
So you're talking, like, unpaid child support, mortgage issues, stuff like that?
It could be a drug dealer, for all you know, but it might not have been used in a crime.
Okay.
But it was their property?
About who owned it, I guess, at that point.
Exactly.
All right, Pat, you sound like a man who's been to a police auction or two.
No, not really, but...
Hello, I'm Pat. I have no experience in this. I'd like to comment.
Maybe you choked a guy out.
Oh, Jesus.
Pat, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It will always astonish me.
What's that?
And we love you all. Yeah. People that have absolutely... Hey, we need someone with a background here. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me call up. What do you know about this? Nothing, but here's what I think. Actually, I believe this man does know what he's talking about here. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
Well,
that.
Hey, let's not count chickens before they hatch, Ben. Have you been to one of these auctions before?
I haven't been to the auction, but I do have a story about this. This, what you were talking about, you don't know what happens in those cars. When I was delivering parts for a said company around Rochester, and there was a guy that had a car that the dude commits suicide in, the previous owner did. He couldn't get that smell out of the car.
Oh.
So, I went and smelled it just out of curiosity. I wish I didn't.
Yeah, Ben!
Wait, you went and sniffed his car?
Well, because he's like, there's a funky smell in there. It smells like iron is what it smells. I'm like, that's weird. So I went and smelled it. I'm like, that's disgusting. I would never want that car. And he was trying to clean it up to resell it, and he couldn't sell it because of that.
Okay, pretty good argument against doing this whole thing.
Yeah, so I will pass on any of those cars.
All right. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I mean, forget the murder. Forget the being hunted down by gang members. Yeah. At base level, the biggest legitimate concern, what kind of shape is this vehicle in under the hood?
Right, right.
Because, like...
How much do you know about, what the car's been through?
Well, I would think you'd have to bring a mechanic. But you got to know this.
But do they let you pop the hood and look at it?
I thought they did.
Okay. But, like, I here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The type of person that is going to have their car impounded by the police doesn't sound like the type of person who keeps record of their oil changes.
Okay. But always, at least, to Ben, Ben's tip, give it a good sniff. If it smells like iron, get the hell out of there.
All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills Ravens Sunday night in primetime! A game you can listen to live on your official station of the Buffalo Bills, WCMF. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. All right.
Let's do it.
If you want to watch this game.
Yeah, where you go?
Oh, well, you can go hang out at Bill Gray's Tap Room. The WCMF Home Field Advantage is back in week one. Mr. Tommy Mulay will be there.
Out there with the rock crew.
That's right. It's just Tommy.
Rocking it out. It's me.
Delicious food, fantastic drinks, the best environment to watch a Bills game in Rochester.
Good folk.
Go hang out with Tommy Sunday night, the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. All right. Mm. If you are a longtime listener of the show, you know how this goes, and it's one of your favorite segments. If you are new, we're going to explain this.
All right.
Tommy Mulay is our in-room football guru.
Yeah.
He sees all, he knows all, as you'll find out very soon. We have in front of us four prop bets, an over and an under.
Yep.
And Tommy will be telling us, over under, what he thinks will happen in this game on Sunday night. And after that, well, I guess we'll catch you up when all this is done. You have been watching Hard Knocks all season.
Mm-hmm.
You should know more about this team than you ever have. Yet we found out the only Raven you could name is Lamar Jackson.
He's the number one guy.
But there's like a lot of them.
Yeah, they all depend on him.
Okay. You're feeling confident?
I'm ready to go, buddy.
He was right? confident yesterday, which made me very nervous heading into today.
You're ready? I'm ready. Kimmy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
And so it begins.
Never gets old, Kimmy. Oh, he's still going. He's actually dying, I think. Somebody call an ambulance. Over under. 1.5 rushing touchdown.
Rushing now.
For Josh Allen on Sunday night.
Ooh.
The MVP is back. And yeah. as Josh goes, so goes this team.
Mm-hmm.
Josh has a cannon of an arm, but what makes him so special,
oh,
Tommy?
Yeah. You can't contain him.
His legs and how often they find the red zone. Last season, Josh was 9th in the NFL. The NFL with 12 rushing touchdowns.
Not quarterbacks. Just the NFL.
Period. End of sentence.
The NFL.
But here's the thing. Almost none of them came against the Ravens. In 4 career regular season games against Baltimore, he only has 1 rushing touchdown. However, in the game that mattered the most, Josh's legs showed up. In the divisional playoff game against Baltimore, he rushed for 2 touchdowns.
Ooh,
two.
Buddy.
It seems when the Bills think the game is a must win, they use Josh.
They let Josh do what he's going to do best.
You got it.
Scramble.
So the question becomes,
yeah.
Do the Bills coaching staff see this game Sunday night as one of those must win games? And they're going to turn Josh primetime loose? Or do they take it easy, first game of the season, knowing there's 16 more of these to go? Over under, 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen.
There's too much on the line. This is it.
It's 0-0.
You got to turn this dude loose in the caboose, baby.
They're going to do it their way? Yes. Oh, no way at all! Sorry, go ahead.
So what was it? Over
oh
under?
He said it twice already.
Was it at 1.5?
Over under 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh.
So I got to take the deuce if I believe he's going.
If you want him over, he needs to rush for 2 rushing touchdowns. By the way, the 2 rushing touchdowns he had in the playoffs against Baltimore, by far the most rushing touchdowns he's ever had against this Ravens defense. And there are those arguing this Ravens defense is much better this year than it was last year.
He's going to be playing all out. And this is a primetime must-win game right out of the gate. The kid's going to be fine.
It's not a must-win game. They
you
got...
ask me my opinion.
No, but you say false things.
What false things?
It's a must-win game. Again, the Bills were blown out by the Ravens last season in the regular season. Okay. They not only had the higher seed in the playoffs. Here it comes.
I'm listening.
They beat them. Oh, man, wave. All right. Over, under.
Over, under.
What? And 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh.
He's pushing his ass in twice, bro. He's
pushing his own ass.
His own ass.
That's difficult.
Well, here's his
with
ass.
With a football in his hand, too.
See his ass?
Yeah.
He pushes it in all the way in. He's in that end zone twice as a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
He'll get his 2.
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has to step up, man. This is it.
It's not it. It's the beginning,
so
actually.
So according to you, if they drop the game on Sunday, the season's over. It's all over, folks. No use in watching now.
You can watch, but they ain't going to no Super Bowl. They ain't going to no championship game.
You mean like they did last year, even though they lost to the Ravens in the regular season?
Well, that's last year. We don't worry about last year. Last year's already been played, son.
Are you ready?
What dog you going to feed today?
Shut up about
feeding. This year's dog or last year's dog? Feed that dog you believe in. Feed JS.
Are you ready for your second pick?
Go ahead.
Over under. 100 total yards.
Ooh.
For Bills running back. James Cook. The big drama in the offseason.
Yeah.
Cook wanted to get paid, son. He argued he was a premier back in the NFL, and now he has a chance to back it up. What makes James Cook so dangerous? He can hurt you with his legs, and he can hurt you catching passes out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. He is a great dual threat back. And it's nothing to see him go over 100 yards in a game. In fact, he did it 6 times last year. But in his career, he's never done it against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
The most all-purpose yards he has had against Baltimore in his career was last year's divisional playoff game. He topped out at 82.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, as much as you love James Cook and we're arguing for him to get paid all offseason, the Bills love running 3 backs all game long, which could take touches away from Jimbo. So unless he has, like, an explosive play, which he...
He could break one off, baby.
Over under 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook.
Well, you know, we've been talking earlier about disrespect in industries and how people get treated.
Sure.
And people get disrespected across the
street. Disrespected or disrespected.
Or disrespected down the thruway.
Yeah.
That kid got disrespected.
Oh.
Even though he got a contract?
He got his contract.
Yeah. He didn't get the contract he wanted.
He did not get the contract
he did not get the contract he deserved.
Oh!
So I'm going to say Cooksey is going to be running pissed. And you don't want to mess with a guy that's pissed. And he's out to prove something. And I think this dude is going to light it up.
No
matter what you think about him, I think the kid earned the money and they didn't give it to him. Okay. And now he's going to show you why you should have paid him.
There are those who argue once you get paid, these players that take it back a gear. Like it's, you know,
that's not how he runs, bro.
No?
This cook runs hot. That stuff is hot. He's going to run hot. He's going to get 100 yards all-purpose.
100 all-purpose yards.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that does...
The kid's going to put on a show.
Okay. So to be clear,
mm-hmm.
you are over 100 total yards for Bills running back James
Cook. Yeah.
All right. Tommy tells it like it is. First week of the season, he is over 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh on Sunday. He is over 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook. Are you ready for your third pick?
Oh, yeah. What we got?
Over, under.
Over.
For God's sakes.
He's still functioning.
250 yards passing for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
He's a tough cookie.
Well, look, I know Bills fans, we have a weird relationship with Lamar.
Yeah.
Well, he's a likable guy.
It was really cool the way that last game ended when Bills beat them in the playoffs. And, you know, Lamar runs over to Josh. They hug it out.
Yeah.
And
cool move.
His entire career, he's always had great things to say about Buffalo. Well,
he's
and
a class act.
He really is.
Yeah.
But Bills fans also feel like he gets credit that Josh should be getting for doing less with more. The bottom line is, love or hate Lamar Jackson, he shows up against the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
In the regular season last year, he threw for 156 yards, but the Ravens went up big early. They didn't need to throw the ball. Mm. In the playoffs, Lamar Jackson threw for 254 and was a Mark Andrews drop away from a potential playoff overtime.
Mm.
Now, keep in mind, right now we have no idea who is starting at quarterback opposite Christian Benford. Tre'Davious White was the penciled-in starter. He has not practiced this week, so he is trending out. And there have been serious questions about how well safeties Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop will be performing in the regular season. The question is, does that give Lamar the advantage come Sunday night? Over under 250 yards passing from Lamar Jackson.
You're so tied up with these corners.
Like, yeah, it matters who's going to. Well, yes.
Oh, my God, these kids know the job.
The reason we
It's so easy to play defense. You knock the guy down.
No, you can't knock the guy down.
That's a position to play.
That's a pass interference, you idiot.
I wouldn't sign up for that job.
Tommy, the reason the Bills did not go to the Super Bowl is because both of their corners got hurt in the AFC Championship game. The corner is the most important.
I didn't hear the coach say that.
If you have eyes, you know that.
I didn't have any corners. That's why I lost.
Well, he didn't say it like that. His mouth was. He didn't have a bunch of peanut butter in his mouth. So what,
I didn't kick any corners around here.
Yeah, the Bills defense has the most question marks right now. Going into the season.
I ain't 100%. Worried about these stupid corners.
Bro, the
you get so emotional, like you're married to these dudes.
Lamar Jackson is one of the best, the best quarterback in the NFL.
He's good. Well, he ain't the best. The best is with us.
I agree with you, but I also understand we're biased. Over, under, 250 yards passing from Lamar Jackson.
I mean, he could have a good day.
He could.
And 250 is not like 300, so yeah.
He Hold on, wait, let me Google that. No, he's right. 250 is not 300.
Yeah, so confirmed. If he got 250, I'm comfortable with that.
So are you over or under?
I'll take a C here over.
Oh, what happened?
C
what
here.
Happened? Give me all I heard.
252.
I heard all you got to do, push him down. Defense is easy.
No big deal.
Yeah, but I don't think 252.
250 yards is a hell of a game for an NFL quarterback, especially.
Your brother said 300 is pretty pedestrian now in this game. And that's from Buckle Up Ryan.
So you are over.
Yeah, a little taste.
250 yards.
Hey,
passing.
I give the kid a little taste. It's a little gift from me to Lamar Hunt.
Okay, Lamar Jackson.
One of them.
The Bills have won 5 straight AFC East titles.
Mm-hmm.
They beat this Ravens team at home in January. They were 30 yards away from a Super Bowl berth in Kansas City. Despite that, your Buffalo Bills this morning are only 1.5 point favorites at home. Meaning sportsbooks believe right now that on a neutral field, this Ravens team is a better team.
Mm.
That is a slap in the face.
Ooh, as a shocker.
And by the way, that 1.5 was before we knew that Tre'Davious White was still hurt and that kicker Tyler Bass, who has not practiced this week either, may not play.
Another mystery.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Do the Bills win this game? And if they do, do they do it by 2 points or more?
Hmm. So do I think they win?
Yes.
Well, I'm saying they have to win. There ain't no Ain't no will they win.
No, they don't have to. And again, they could lose. They could lose this game.
They could lose, but they better not. They better not lose.
Do they win?
Oh, they win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they win by two or more points?
That's a points thing you're talking about.
Yeah, I know this new thing we've done.
So do they cover? Do they cover?
Cover the point and a half. Yeah.
I think they cover, Pat. I think they cover that.
Do not do what you're going to do on opening night with a team as dangerous as the Ravens. Don't you adjust yourself like this takes energy, you jackass?
Yeah, everything takes energy at my age.
You're good. I hope you're
done. I got a bad ass.
A bad ass.
Well, no, I'm prepping my ass. So, yes, I'm sorry.
So you have the Bills winning.
Mm-hmm.
And you have them winning by two or more.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the end of that sentence?
Are you asking me farther afield?
Yes, farther afield.
Farther afield, Pat.
I wish you would run farther afield from me.
He can't run.
Not in his shoes. Are you asking me advice? Am I seeing big things?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm seeing big things, buddy.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a prime time crab cake. Baltimore is going to get blown out. Blew out. I'm calling blowout. I'm saying they're going to hit it by 10.
Wow. Wow. I'm disappointed.
Why?
That you did this.
Why? What are you so worried about?
What do you mean? What is there not to worry about?
Nothing.
Who's the scariest team other than the Bills in the AFC right now?
Scariest team is our next opponent.
Oh, by the way, the line actually just moved this morning. The Bills are now point and a half dogs. We'll stay with the point and a half favorites.
I am confident in my pick.
Doesn't matter. He chose what he chose.
I call blowout.
All right, I would argue that the Ravens outside of Buffalo are the most dangerous team in the AFC. Uh-huh. You don't blow those teams out.
We also want to point out, as we have in the past, that because you called the blowout, your pick doesn't count if they just cover and don't win by two.
Yeah, I got it.
And in
I know, but you argue for it every time.
Week,
you're like,
week.
I got half a point.
And by the way, a break room blowout is defined by a 10 or more point win.
10-point
in the break room.
Guarantee right here.
Okay.
So I think that's it.
All right, so to recap,
let's go through it.
He is over 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh on Sunday. He is over 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook.
Bingo.
He is over 250 yards passing for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, so he sees no defense in this game at all. He has the Bills winning. He has them winning by two or more. In fact, he has them winning in a blowout.
Yes.
That's that. We have our good friends just after 9 o'clock, as they do every football Friday.
Yeah.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, not so fast, buddy. You've been talking these stupid corners all week.
Yes, I have.
And I say they don't matter. They don't matter.
What does that mean? That's not a bonus pick.
I know.
No, I'm just going to say, anybody can play that position.
Anybody can play corner.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch?
And I say one of those corners will make player of the week. Whoever they put in there, one of those corners will be player of the week.
You think that a Bills corner will be NFL, AFC defensive player of the week?
I'll say yes.
You can't name any corners.
No,
he's trying to name a corner
yes.
and he can't do it.
He said one of them.
Williams.
So.
Williams, one of your top corners
in the
league.
There's no William, actually.
There's probably seven Williams corners.
Seven Williams corners.
There's Jonesy. There's Washington's really good. Smith.
Okay.
Been tearing it up. So, White is really good.
He's such a bitch with this one, too, because
we probably will know the answer. This one's going to take a little bit to confirm.
So to be clear.
Yeah, let's be clear on this.
Your bonus pick is one of the Bills' corners is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week come Wednesday.
Unbelievable what these kids can do.
All right, there it is.
With this training and the offseason programs that I'm seeing, very impressive.
There it is. Our good buddies Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
We'll be coming in just after 9 o'clock last night to recap those picks.
Yeah.
I called Ryan about a different thing last night.
Yeah.
And he was in, he wouldn't tell me where he was.
Yeah.
But costume shopping.
He was buying something to, quote, put the finishing touches on his outfit.
So he was prepping.
Yes.
I don't know what he would, did he, what was he last year when they played the Ravens?
I think he was you. Didn't he come in dressed as you in the
playoffs?
Oh, was
that bye week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the hair and everything.
I mean, he could come in as a giant crab. Walk like crab, talk like people. So we will have the boys in after 9 o'clock here on a Football Friday on CMF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.